Hey crew, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season, where our wings always win. World famous since 1983, with over 14 sauces and rubs to choose. Or try one of our football specials, like 10 buffalo shrimp or 3 tenders, both served with fries for a special price. Wash it down with a Big Daddy mug of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will be giving away signed Bucks footballs. Hooters, official partner of the Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for more details.
Recording this on Black Friday, November 28th, about 3 hours before the Black Friday game between the Eagles and Bears. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship, as I do Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, 813-902-3576, or request that free consult at BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also, as you start thinking of holiday gift ideas, if you have someone who is a sports fan of the Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Gators, Noles, or USF Bulls, may I encourage you to visit theheadsandtails.com. It is the website that represents Heads and Tails Boutique, sports apparel and gift shop on West Kennedy Boulevard. The inventory will match, and something may stand out there of their licensed apparel that you find unique for gift-giving purposes. You can buy it online, or you can locate it online and go in to look at it yourself and buy it in person at the West Kennedy store. Theheadsandtails.com and the retail location, which I think you will find to your liking as well, is on West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. Wright.todd@yahoo.com for any emails. The previous podcast touted another email from our friend Vladimir in Bulgaria, updating us on how things were going in the League of Bulgarians. I've read the email. I enjoy these emails, and I want to share a little bit with you. He says, I wish I have something positive to share with you, but my struggles continue with bad decisions and bad luck. I'm out of playoff contention, still not mathematically, but practically. How well is that said, right? I've waved the white flag. I'm not mathematically out, but practically I am. And that probably describes the situation for, one in three or four of you listening to this podcast as well. Vladimir says, week 10, I lose by 5 points overall, but actually I couldn't overcome deficit that I have at kicker and defense. Week 11, he says, I win because of McCaffrey and Brown, my first and second draft picks, and because your advice about Brown. Thank you, Vladimir. All I want in doing this podcast is as often as possible. It doesn't have to be every podcast, is to give you a second opinion that makes you look at something again. And whether you change your mind or not, that's up to you. I don't set your lineups. You don't set mine. But Vladimir asked, as many of you had this issue after the first 6 weeks or so, or less, what's up with Chase Brown? What do I do with him? And Vladimir asked me directly via email, and I wrote him back and or said here on the podcast, look, you've made the investment in the draft pick. There's enough to say the volume is going to continue. And as long as there is volume and the Bengals are a bad defense, the opportunity is there for Brown to still put up points going forward. And including the Thanksgiving night game where Joe Burrow returns and the Bengals win at the Ravens, I show in my scoring settings no huge games, but double digits in Chase Brown's last 6 games. So it did work out for those of you who were patient, didn't cut him, didn't trade him, Maybe he wasn't in your lineup the first of those week or two that he started putting up those big numbers, but I'm sure he has been in the last month, and Vladimir was one of those. Week 12, initially, Vladimir sent me this before the Thanksgiving Day games. My opponent has Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, that was week 12. I'm sorry. Week 12, initially, I have good feelings because my opponent has Ja'Marr Chase and quarterback on bye. But when I reassess the situation, my players on bad matchups, total opposite was for my opponent. Crucial game, Bucks-Rams, you know how it was. It was even bad for those that had big-time Rams players because since the Bucks essentially quit, the Rams didn't feel the need to do what they could do offensively to hang an even bigger number up there by throwing and running to put up more points in the second half. Let's see. To put some positive on this email, here's how my other league are going. 12-team league, first place, 10-2. That's a way to go, Vladimir. But I have Dart as backup for Allen. Dowell and RJ Harvey picked on waivers as my RB. Kittle is tight end. Nico Pittman, Abuka, Brian Thomas Jr., Marvin Harrison, Jacoby Myers for wide receiver and flex. In this team, I have good waivers and backups in right time despite missing depth at running back. Funny it was that after draft, I have both of, I don't know what Matthew Berry Kubler's means. Last week I lose, but against me was Gibbs, JSN, and Devontae Adams, a little over 100 points from three players. On 10-team, half point per reception league, fourth place with record of 7-5. There I have a lot of wobbling players. Dak, well, you like Thanksgiving. A.J. Brown, he came on recently. Robinson, Kelsey, there was a touchdown on Thanksgiving. Sutton, Abuka, Bucky Irving, the Houston kicker and a stellar defense. It was Seattle in the beginning of the season, and now it is Cleveland. For the first time, I play in HPPR league, and it seems that scoring is a lot more fair. I think those two examples back up my consideration in my primary league. I did not think about that before I started writing, so I think I found a hot water. He says in parentheses, in Bulgaria, this is used when someone finds something that everybody already knows. Huh. So I think I found a hot water. In Bulgaria, this is used when someone finds something that everybody already knows. Okay. Thanks for teaching us something, Vladimir. He says, maybe I could make a guide. Do not do this and that in fantasy football. Later, he says, all the best, Vladimir. Awesome email, Vladimir. Sounds like in two of your three leagues, you're doing just fine. I wish you well in all of them, as I wish all of you who listen to this podcast well as you make your push for the playoffs. I just want to take a little time in this podcast, knowing you probably won't hear it until Saturday. So skipping over the Black Friday game, we already talked about that on the previous fantasy podcast. I just want to look at Yahoo's projected ranks for wide receivers for the week that were done in advance of the Thanksgiving games. So many of them played Thursday. Ja'Marr Chase was number one. Amon-Ra St. Brown, number two. That is a situation to monitor. JSN, three. Didn't play Thursday, not playing Friday. CeeDee Lamb played. Rashee Rice played. Nacua, that's coming up on Sunday. Pickens played. So a lot of these, Zay Flowers played, but wasn't the smash that some of you or Yahoo's projections were looking for. So just a review of some of these to see anything that stands out that's coming up on Sunday. We see JSN as an obvious set it and forget it wide receiver one, albeit in a matchup against the Vikings. Nacua against Carolina. Abuka against Arizona. for a desperate Buccaneer team. Then we get down to, I see Olave there, and I'm a little surprised by that. Granted, I know he's coming off a game where he was extremely active, and he's been involved heavily because of game script, and the Saints don't really have anything else going on. Dolphins have actually been decent in preventing fantasy points for opposing wide receivers this season. But keep monitoring status on Olave, day-to-day back spasms, and it did not practice as of, what, Wednesday. Nico Collins against the Colts. For those of you who have been busy with the holidays and didn't hear, there's an Ian Rappaport story about how Daniel Jones is managing a problem with his fibula. And that sounds bad. I'll just leave it at that. And one observer of Colts practice added to that, that Jones did not look as fluid based on that injury. So that could change a lot as it involves the Colts from an NFL standpoint. And if you're a fantasy owner of Jones, Colts pass catchers, and of course, he's been able to balance enough of the offense so Jonathan Taylor has been able to do his thing, monitor it. The next ones ranked by Yahoo in terms of their projections for the week, there's Devontae Adams, there's Tet McMillan. It's interesting to me that a lot of the top receivers yet to play, who didn't play on Thursday or Friday, are not in great matchups, which we talked about a week ago in podcasts. If anything, they are matchups that would give you cause for concern. Not that you're going to bench these guys, but it just it's not the best case scenario. Waddle against New Orleans is ranked next. We get to some good ones with McConkey against Vegas off the dud the Chargers laid when they went to Jacksonville. Vegas just fired another coach. Although, how about the Chip Kelly deal? As a coordinator, the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL, dismissed during the first season of a three-year deal that's fully guaranteed at $6 million per. Devontae Smith checks. Devontae Smith was a check status as of the time of this broadcast. We haven't had the Eagles game played yet. I know looking at it as of Thursday night, the feeling was he was going to go. But by the time you hear this, that will be complete. Mooney is next at Jets. Obviously, that is buoyed by the Jets matchup. Diggs moves up in the rankings because of the matchup against the Giants. Then there's Jameson Williams. A.J. Brown, obviously, in the Black Friday game. Dobbs was projected high against Detroit and came through. Got a touchdown. Only four passes thrown his way, but caught all four. Christian Watson did not come through. Then Jefferson continues his disappointing season. Marvin Harrison status coming off being listed as limited on Thursday. He was limited on Wednesday. That's a check status until game time. Xavier Worthy played on Thursday. DK Metcalf, there's been sort of a spotlight on him, fair or not, because Pickens has done so well in Dallas. Metcalf has the Bills this week, so it's not a defensively imposing matchup. Metcalf has really only balled out in two games this year, ironically, one against Cleveland, the other against Minnesota. and not a lot otherwise, and not a lot recently. Courtland Sutton is next in a great matchup against Washington, and Sutton hasn't had – Sutton started off great. Three of his first four games, I showed him at 12 points or more in standard scoring, yardage-based. Since then, one game where he's broken 10 in the last four, I don't show him clearing 9 points. So it's been a while. But things set up well for the next 2 weeks at Washington and at Vegas. I'll leave it there. I think that's enough. I just wanted to give you a short podcast to let you know. I was thinking about you. I hope you had a good Thursday, whether it was the meal or the fact that the three football games all had teams worth watching. You know, even Burrow's return in Cincinnati made that game worth watching because we don't really know. I think the Ravens are going to win the division, but that was a setback for them on Thursday night. Yeah, the Dogs won all three games, but they were lively Dogs. Packers sweep the Lions season series. Lions could miss the playoffs. So if the Lions miss the playoffs, will all their whiny fans who are insecure about criticism of Dan Campbell stop saying, "Don't criticize us. This is who we are"? Yeah, and look what it's getting you. A missed window of a championship opportunity. Dallas wins over Kansas City. I still think the Chiefs could win out from here. Dallas is hot. Schottenheimer getting love for the coaching job he is doing defensively. They look significantly better. It wasn't just trades. It was guys coming back from injury, including the DB from LSU who was coming off a knee surgery that they knew about before the draft. And one of the reasons they drafted him was because it was a Cowboy doctor who did the procedure on the knee. This occasionally happens with college players and doctors who do some things. So the Cowboys felt good about the info from that particular doctor and that he performed the procedure. It also allowed them to cut another failed Florida first-round draft pick, not one they drafted, but Buffalo drafted, who they brought in the offseason in Elam, who was one of the reasons why they were in that high-scoring game against the Giants very early in the year. It was Elam who gave up a big play later, and Elam is no longer there. Write.yahoo.com. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. We'll be back next week with more of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.